Garden City Women's Luncheon Club. It started in 1929. I've been a member for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a founder member, obviously. It's just a local organisation. I believe it was started when the Garden City, obviously, was very young. Mm-hmm. And there was not a lot to do for the wives. And so it was decided to form a group where they could meet, socialise and have an interesting talk. Not sure how frequently it met in the early days, mm-hmm. but I think it's probably the same as now. We meet fortnightly through the school term. And this was obviously to suit the original members who had children, so they could get away during the middle of the day while the children were at school and get to know people and have some cultural interest. Mm. Talks in the early days were very erudite. When we look back through the records, and some of the subjects today would not be considered suitable because of the non-new content, shall we say. Obviously, over the years it changed slightly, and then came the war years, and I suppose there were subjects of interest then, particular to the time. Nowadays, we have a very wide variety. Sometimes our members talk. In the early days, a condition of membership, you had to give a talk.
Oh, right, like a joining.
Yes, and in fact, I had to give a talk.
Gosh, what topic did you
Well, I puzzled for a long time over that, but my daughter came up with the answer. It was National Adoption Week, and I have two adopted grandsons. So I talked about that. The two members who were with me, who joined at the same time, one gave a talk on Paul pottery, which she collects, and the other one is was a local GP, and she talked about her experiences, and she'd also written written articles in, I think it was Woman's Realm, so she talked about that. Yes. So it was literally whatever interest you had. We've had to stop it because people were saying, no, I can't join because I can't give a talk.
Oh,
too nervous or apprehensive. Yes. Which was a shame, and it meant falling membership. Mm-hmm. Because nowadays so many people are at work. Some of the very early talks, women's position in the Argentine, law, medicine, architecture and housing management.
Oh.
The Working Women's Residential College, sex education in Welwyn Garden City.
Wow, that's quite forward.
Problems in Spain, Abyssinia and China, yes. And although we don't insist on a talk by new members, quite often our programme secretary does have members speaking. Mm. They'll talk about... We're very reliant on a good programme secretary.
Yes.
And we've been very fortunate in that respect.
Yes. And must have...
Two meetings I came to as me. I then went on the committee, and I think then it was suggested by my dear friend that I could be secretary to take over from the lady that had been in the post for about 5 years, and she wanted to give up. But I've actually been secretary for 11 years. It really... talks about the early pioneers. Mm. Lots of famous names, incidentally. Mrs. Richard Rees, Mrs. Celia Rees, she was. Brigitte Berman. Mary Ashworth, who died early last year, did she? Yes, she was a member, a very valuable member. A lot of well-known names. Dr. Miles Smith, wasn't it? She was a local noted person. Mrs. M. Crowley, J.P., was a founder member. Oh, Mrs. de Soisson.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Dr. Gladys Miles Smith. She was the first doctor in the Garden City in 1922, and she was a founder member. Oh, yes, here we are, Mrs. F.J. Osborne.
Mm.
So...
Yes, very notable ladies.
They were indeed, yes.
Founder members.
Yes, yes.
That's lovely.
But our members now, well, of course, we're all retired.
Mm.
We have a high proportion of teachers, quite a few medical staff. We have two doctors, Dr. Diana Ernlstein, who I think has lived in the Garden City all her life, Dr. Last, who has recently married, so she's not Dr. Last anymore, lots of nurses, physios, exactly, that was the whole point of it. They
yes.
did, apart from people like Dr. Miles Smith and those, but... not many women went to work in 1929, not unless they were actually servants or something like that. And I don't know, in the Garden City, what work there was for women in the early days. Probably
very unlikely.
We didn't have factories and big companies like ICI in those days.
They came much later.
So not many, and I think that was part of it, to give the women an interest.